the sounds of the sea. Ebbing tide here at Barmston Beach Holiday Park, right at the end of the tiny little village of Barmston itself. And I'm looking south from the entrance to the park, just about 10 foot from the edge of the sandy cliffs, and I'm looking south towards Hornsey and further afield, which I can't see is Witheringsea. I can see the edge of Ulrom and Hornsey from here, all the way down the coast, although there's a lot of onshore spray, if you like. Tides ebbing, the beach here is now probably around 100-150 yards deep now that the tide's receding quickly. But what I wanted to talk about was the coastal erosion in this area, because, as I said, the caravan park itself, which is a lovely caravan park, it's not one of these giants, it's a modest sized caravan park which we absolutely love, and it's in a beautiful setting. As I said, right on the beach, not everyone of course has views of the beach, we certainly don't in the caravan we've got just now, but you're only literally, the first away caravan would have less than a 5 minute walk, stroll even, to the foreshore and look down the cliffs. The park is set on cliffs that are around 30-40 foot high, but basically it undulates up and down all down the coast, so smallest cliffs, or the lowest height cliffs that I can see looking south, probably about 12 foot high, and then it can go up to 40 foot, 50 foot high further on. But the point of all this blethering and talking is that the cliffs here are a bit of a misnomer, because they are pure sand. Yes, just absolute sand. There's a lot of rocks here in front of me, down in front of me on the beach, but they have been deposited there. They're unnatural. They've been put there to try and break up the constant erosion of the cliffs. And even where I'm standing now, there was another little road, Tarmacadam Road, that headed straight ahead and then swung round the cliffs where there used to be caravans that are no longer there. So they've had to move the main entrance back. It's now a kind of like a stub T junction, if you like. And now they've got a barrier right across the road. They did have before, now they've a double barrier, about 15 foot between the two. And now they've got a massive big sign saying, warning, dangerous cliff edge. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn around and face into the caravan park and follow the protective wooden fence that's been erected all around to keep people back from the edge of the cliffs. And I'm going to do a wee report on, as an update to this time last year when I was here and I did some audio recordings and took some photographs of the same. So myself and my wife took a wee walk along the headland, the south headland that I was speaking about the other evening, just for a little stroll before we sailed in for the evening. And though these trodden paths that you see, which are very, very poor trodden paths, just by humans and dogs, basically. And the original path that followed the headland is still there, but you can't use it. You can use it in part, but then you'll have to dive backwards because the path has disappeared. And now there's a new path that's been created about, well, approximately 20 to 30 foot back from the edge, because the original one, which was several feet back from the edge, I should say, and in part where the cliffs have fallen away, crumbled away, obviously the path goes with it. And as we walked that headland last night, and I'm looking at it just now, I've turned around looking south again, and I spotted, my wife wouldn't come anywhere near the edge, but being the daredevil that I am, well, most of us men are like that, I had to go to the edge to see it, and it was unbelievable, the massive clods of pure sand, big giant clumps, lumps of sand, that's not rock, pure sand with the minimalist amount of stone within it. So it's got nothing to support itself, it's just collapsing, and the sea is eating and eating away at it. So back to my original thought of heading into the wind. The wind's coming right off the sea, but it's also coming in a northerly and southwest direction of the sea. So apologies if you get a lot of wind noise on this. So I'm following the wooden fence now, and I'm passing the first caravan, which is approximately, it's got to be about 40 foot, 50 foot back from the edge. So it looks safe for a long while. But as I walk further on, and I'm walking towards a point here where the dunes, or the cliffs, take a sharp turn heading due north up the coast, the next caravan is about 30 foot back from the edge, and the one in the corner, which I'm just approaching now, where the fence takes the same turn as the cliffs, this caravan, which is a large veranda, beautiful views down the coastline, and a paved front in front of the veranda, it's about, as I get to the corner, I'll tell you exactly how far, well, or near enough exactly, 15 feet, that's all. 15 foot back. Now you may say that sounds okay, but these are sandy cliffs, mind, and the rate this place is crumbling, I guess these people aren't feeling all too safe. So what I'm now going to do is I'm going to go through the fence. Yes, he's a daredevil, isn't he? Oh. Well, I got through okay, but my little backpack for my recording, my digital device, got jammed on the fence. Good job nobody was filming that. Anyway, people are down on the North End beach, which is up, which is massive. A massive beach sweeps away around in a giant cove all the way up towards Bridlington. So now I'm walking along between the safety fence and about 25 foot to the edge of the sandy cliffs. And I'm just going to be a wee bit of daredevil, and let's hope to God that it doesn't collapse while I'm here. Yes, I'm looking straight down and I can see massive clumps of fresh fall. Now, when even before we came here, there was a little road, and I'm now on it, a little tarmac Adam road, about the width of one car, which run right along between the rows of caravans. And so the leading row of caravans would have been sitting to my right on the cliffs looking out to sea. Well, they've all gone. They were all obviously taken away, or maybe one or two ended up going down the cliff long before we came. But the Tarmacadam drive, as it were, was still here, although the cliff had almost eaten into it. So compared to last year, I could walk this all the way, albeit that some of the Tarmacadam part of the cliff had all gone with the sand, as it were. But I could walk the complete length of this. And I remember recording about the stubs of drainage pipes, etc., from the caravans that were there before. So now I'm walking along this Tarmacadam, and trust me, I'm a wee bit tentative because it's there's not as much as there was last year. And if I feel a sudden movement in my feet, I'm going to leap rapidly to the left into the grass. Because I'm now... This doesn't look good at all, you know. This is horrid. Oh my God, this bit is horrendous. Well, I can't walk it. I've come to a halt. I cannot walk any further. In fact, I'm not going to go anywhere near the edge. I'm about 6 feet back. I ain't going to risk this. What was left of the Tarmacadam drive, and I can see the remainder about 60, 70 foot, maybe 80 foot in front of me, where it begins again. But all that was there that I could walk, albeit taken away in part, and it had signs on it, you know, where, I can't remember, yellow painted signs, and I've got photographs of that. There is nothing there just now. It's gone, and like someone had come in with a giant bulldozer digger and just hacked away, like someone hacking away a bit of cake. And it's all down on the beach in giant piles. It's all gone. And the flowers, the poppies, etc., have all gone down with it. And that has eaten in towards the fence. And I can see even from here that it's probably only about 3 feet from the safety fence. The nearest caravan at this point to that is about 30 to 35 feet away. So that's a terrible shock even since last year. I'm going to just pause and take a photograph of this. So as I was saying, I was just taking a couple of photographs there as some swallows swoop in swirling round about that particular area. I wonder if, are they swallows or are they, no, they wouldn't be St. Martin's, because this is definitely not a stable cliff. So I'm just going to wade through the long grass here till I get to the this side, the seaside, the seaward edge of the safety fence. And I'm walking forward again, continuing forward until I get to the narrowest part of the turf that's been left between the safety fence and edge. And my God, it's actually, yeah, 4 foot maximum, and I'm keeping well back because that's terrible. That's just shocking. And as I walk further on, I find that what I saw was a continuation of the little road, the wee road that had markings on it. There's no markings anywhere, so that obviously was a bit that had gone. But not just that, it's left like a little stub sticking out, about 20-25 feet long. And then the next part has also gone like a big bite out of the clasp, but not as severe as the other one. I was going to stand on the tarmac, but I noticed there's a giant crack running right across it. And I guess that's the next bit it's going to go. And that could, I suppose with some heavy rain, that will just go overnight. So this other big chunk, which I'll dare to go a wee bit closer to, and as I said, this is a bit reported last year, you could see the 4-inch drainage pipe from one of the caravans, the cable heads and the water feeds, etc., all just dangling down the cliff now. Last year it was only sticking out, that stub was only sticking out about 2 or 3 feet. Now it's about 6 or 7 feet, and I couldn't see the cable ends before. Now I can see all them. So this is really going at one heck of a rate, just being eaten away and eaten away. What a shame. And I guess what's going to happen is that in the very near future, the caravans that are here, although they're well back at the moment, I say they're well back, you know, you're talking about 35, 40 foot back. You could say they're pretty safe for maybe a few years. I wouldn't hazard that at a few years. I'd say at the rate this has been out away, they might get another 3 or 4 years, if they're lucky, before it'll encroach that far in that they're going to have to move their caravans. And these are people who've got the caravans, probably paid luxury caravans, are beautiful, with all their verandas and a more private part of the park looking out to sea, and they're going to lose all that. They're going to have to move. Where are they going to move to? There's nowhere else to move to. So they're going to lose their prime place and have to shift their caravans somewhere else. And of course this is just going to continue. The sea is just going to eat away. You know, you may have seen a lot about coastal erosion on the television, but you know, if you've never actually come and seen these, especially these sandy cliffs, they're so damn vulnerable. Get a high tide, get heavy rain on top of it, boom, overnight, another 6 foot, 8 foot, maybe even more, of the sandy cliff faces disappearing into sea. The sea reclaiming its sand. Yeah, tragic for those that live near it. Yeah. Anyway, I never see. Three horse riders, trotting up the beach. What a wonderful place to do that. At least they're safe. Okay. Bye for now. From Barmston Beach Holiday Park in Barmston, East Yorkshire, formerly known as the East Riding of Yorkshire. I prefer East Riding. I don't know why they did away with that name. It's a beautiful name. Bye for now.